is a non-denominational church with worship and teaching similar to Hillsong Australia, and we are saving a seat for you. Come and see LifePoint Church. Great worship, biblical teaching, and powerful relationships. Find out more at golifepoint.org or for more information, call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Place and junk and all that, and God gave that to you as a blessing. It ain't a blessing no more now, because it's all broke down because you didn't take care of it. We serve an excellent God. Your life should be a life of excellence. We're not perfect. We cannot attain perfection, but we can chase it and we can catch excellence. Amen. Tell somebody, chase after perfection. Amen. We're going to take a look at another aspect of excellence. Excellence is God's tool for exploits. Saul was told to do some things to the Amalekites. God said, destroy everything. And it may sound cruel, but God said that because these were not only idol worshipers, they were very wicked. He said, destroy everything. The sheep, the cattle, everything. Don't let the way they did stuff and the demons they worshiped and send their children through the fire and all that stuff. He said, kill everything. None of it's worth anything. Kill it all. But Saul, he went in and he spared the king. He spared the best sheep and the oxen and all that. And out of that error, he lost the kingdom. He didn't do what God said do. And so he was not a tool in God's hands for exploits. First Samuel chapter 16 and verse 18. Let's take a look at David, who was a tool in God's hand for exploits. How many want to do exploits? Amen. In Daniel, it says that in the latter days, they that know their God shall do exploits. Exploits, not just ordinary stuff. We looked at that the first lesson. Nothing ordinary about excellence. Nothing average. Stop trying to be average. You are not average. You serve an excellent God, and He put excellence in you. I pray that your conscience will convict you when you do shabby stuff for God. Amen. When your prayer life starts to wane, I pray that God will convict you. Amen. Amen. When your service to God starts to go lacking, I pray God convict your heart. Amen. Amen? Amen. Because an excellent God deserves excellence. Amen. Again, we are not perfect, but you can do things to the best of your ability for God. 1 Samuel 16, verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Now, David is not at the battle. He's not with the army. He's on the backside with the sheep. Listen, excellence is magnetic. You don't have to be trying to be seen. Somebody of significance that has a part in your destiny, God will cause them to see you. See, some people pass by you every day and they don't see. They don't know you. They don't know your heart. They pass by you, but there's going to come a time somebody that's significant that has what you need, that God's been talking to, that's not going to be difficult. When you are prepared, they're going to come and you're going to be, amen, catapulted to the next level or dimension of your destiny. Hello? David is here on the backside, just playing his little harp, singing under the stars, tending to the sheep. Think about a moment. If we didn't know the story, you wouldn't think that David's background was going to lead him to the palace. This is just a little shepherd. A little ruddy shepherd. But, somebody say, but God. Somehow, one of the servants of Saul observed David. I don't know the full context of how or why. He just ran across David and he observed David. He saw David worshiping in the wilderness. It must have been so magnetic that he stopped and maybe took off his helmet and stuff and began to worship too. But he saw David worshiping. He saw how skillful he was on the harp. He wasn't trying to learn it. Dun, 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 dun. He was playing. And he saw that. He heard, no doubt, David praying and how he talked to God. Now see, God caused this man to see this from Saul's court. Furthermore, David was a handsome dude. He was impressive. The scripture calls him ruddy. That don't sound, you know, it's not a word we use much as ruddy. But David was handsome, a very handsome young man. And to top all of it off, the servant saw the Spirit of the Lord on him. The anointing was on him. Now David's with the sheep, but yet he's not doing shabby stuff. Amen. Kicking the sheep and, you know, I'm tired of being taking pictures of these old stinking sheep. No, David's on the backside, worshiping, playing skillfully. The anointing's on him. So much so that it drew that servant to observe him. His excellence brought about a recommendation in Saul's court. What you do in private does not escape the attention of God. Amen. Amen. What you do in private, God is observing. I know they had a little disappointment today, but I want to see what they're doing in private. When they would usually pray about this time, they ain't praying. When they was getting up early, they ain't getting up early no more. God's observing. Not to condemn you or judge you. He's seeing what's there that you can be recommended. Now in the palace, when Saul, that evil spirit came on Saul, that demon was on Saul, and the evil spirit and Saul would go crazy. The same servant said, listen, there's a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. He's skillful. He has the Spirit of God. He's anointed. Peradventure, he may come and play for Saul and drive out the... Now, where he got that wisdom, who knows? But except God allowed him to see David, and David was recommended in the palace. David found a depressed king tortured by the evil spirit. That's what he come up on. As he stood before King Saul, he ministered life with his excellence. Excellence met evil. Excellence met all this that was messed up. And as he did excellent, it met the evil and it drove the evil off. I'm telling you, when you walk in excellence, a whole lot of battles cease. Simply because you're giving the devil no place. Excellence draws the excellent God. That's why the anointing rested upon him, because he did everything with excellence. And when he went into the palace, he came upon a depressed, demonically oppressed and possessed king. But as he played with excellence, it hit that darkness and the darkness had to flee. While he played, and he played so well, Saul made him his armor bearer. Now listen, becoming an armor bearer for a king, read about it. It wasn't given to just anybody. It was quite a feat to become an armor bearer for a king. And Saul made him his armor bearer. You know, heads of state, like presidents, they don't hang out with everybody. See your old buddy up at the White House hanging out with the president. No, you ain't gonna see that. Heads of state, they only choose the very best out of society, or what they deem to be the best. And here David is now, because of what the servants saw and because of an excellent spirit, he's there as an armor bearer from the sheepfold to the palace. Give me 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 14. 1 Samuel 18 and verse 14. And we'll continue to look at David's life, a man of excellence. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. David behaved himself wisely. Here's a note. You might want to write this down. Excellence demands consistency. Amen. David just didn't get up in the palace and go to kicking, you know, go to acting. And I'm up in the palace now. No, he continued to behave himself wisely. You know, some people can get blessed and then go to acting up. I got mine, child. Well, you ain't gonna keep it. It's gonna get away from you. Excellence demands consistency. David continued to behave himself. Why? Because it was in him. It was who he was. Say this with me. What takes me to the top will keep me at the top. Don't forget that. What got that woman? What got that man? That husband, that wife? You don't get the ring and then say, okay, here's what I ain't gonna do. I ain't gonna do this. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna, don't ask me to do this. How you got him? It's going to take that to keep him. Come on, somebody say amen. Happy wife, happy life. Excellence demands consistency. What takes you to the top is what keeps you at the top.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.